Welcome to the Heart to Heart Spiritual Direction Podcast with Father Michael Stalla, Spiritual Advisor of Hope's Garden. At Hope's Garden, it is all about the heart of Christ the Bridegroom, and how His love is healing our hearts, marriages, and families. You can learn more about the Bridegroom at hopesgarden.com.
My name is Father Michael. I am the spiritual advisor of Hope's Garden. Today, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about your children as a result of a divorce. When a couple goes through a separation or a divorce, it is not uncommon for the children also to be affected. Some of the children may be still dependent, under 18 years old. Some of them might be adults. Some might be somewhere in between, like a college-aged student who still depends on their parents a great deal, but also has their own rights and opinions and viewpoints. Now, when we look at that, we understand that they're all affected by the divorce. Divorce is an act of the family. A separation, I'm going to treat in this conversation as if it's one and the same, because this is the fracturing when we no longer all live together, and that there feels a great tension, especially between mom and dad. The children then are confused. They're dealing with emotions and complications. For most children, especially the younger children, they just like stability. Even if it isn't that healthy, at least they know what to expect, so they kind of keep this even keel. And when you disrupt that, they find that very agitating. They fight against change. Now, our reaction to that might be to be frustrated with them. Understand that you've been thinking about separation or divorce for a long period of time until it came to this moment. And you've mostly protected the children from even being aware of what was going on. And so they're trying to catch up. It's a new experience for them. Their first reaction is quite a shock. The reaction after that is going to be a little bit different. They're going to start to say, why did you do this? Why are you hurting us? Why is this feeling so unsettled? And just be patient. I know it feels like a personal attack, but it is their way of processing what they are experiencing. They're putting words to it that they didn't have before. And it often comes across as, you did something to me. Well, really what they mean is, you have the power in this situation, I don't. And so now I'm turning to you to help me understand this reality. Now, still, especially with little ones, but even the older ones, you don't want to pit one parent against the other. You don't want to talk bad about the other. So there's certain information you don't share with them. That can be frustrating for children and for young adults because they want to make sense of it all. And they realize that it doesn't make sense to me, but it seems to make sense to you. So you have information that if I had, then it would make sense to me. But you're saying, yeah, it might not be appropriate for me to share this information with you. And they begin to have these moments of questioning if you were capable of being logical, making good decisions. Again, don't take it personally. It is hard not to, because it definitely turns into an attack at that point. What's wrong with you is kind of the question. And to be able to calmly say, I did not make these decisions lightly, and I know that it's very difficult, and it's hard for you to understand. I get that. I understand. Know that I don't want to speak bad against your father or your mother. I don't want to do that, because I want you to have a healthy relationship with them. At the same time, it might take a little time for you to trust me and my decisions. I understand. Keep working on it. I'll tell you what I can, but I just want you to know that I have thought these things through, and I have a good support system to do so. That helps them a great deal to understand that you're not doing this in some sort of echo chamber. Now, what also happens is they will hear the complaints from the other spouse. So if it's your husband that you have separated from, he might say some negative things about you. They pick up on these pieces and they don't know what to do with that information. And so what they tend to do, they come to you and they put on the persona of their father. and they'll say to you the same things they hear Dad saying. In essence, what they're doing is they're trying to say, Dad said this, I didn't know how to respond. So I'm going to come and I'm going to throw it at you. You teach me how to respond. That's the game. I mean, we find it with kids all the time, where they come back from college and they're very angry about, how did you force that religion down my throat? Well, really, they're picking up their friends' arguments. They didn't know how to respond, so they came home and they were hoping that you would give them a better response. So when they go back to school, they know what to say. And even with the younger kids, sometimes they come in and they feel bullied at school, so what do? They bully somebody else. They come back and they act like a bully at home, hoping that you'll show them what's the proper response to a bully. Once you understand the psychological realities of what's going on in their minds, it feels less like an attack, although it's definitely going to sound like one. They're mimicking your husband or your ex-husband, and in so doing, it's very triggering for you. You listen to those words as if it's coming out of his mouth, and it causes you to want to defend yourself. Remember who you are talking to. Don't take it out on them. This is hard, but the burden does rest on the adults. Even though they might be 20, 21, 22 years old, they haven't quite fully developed yet, and we need to calm it down and get focused. Prayer life is extremely important. So we do have to remind them that there is information that they don't have. There are things that you would say to your husband that you would never say to your children. And although they're struggling to know how to respond, that you're trying your very best not to let that steal the peace. That you want to respond to your current situation and not relive the past. Hard to do, but as we take some time doing this, what we're going to find is that your children, over a longer period of time, with patience, they will start to say, this parent always took the high road. Mom or dad, mostly speaking to the women at this point, mom always seemed to understand, even though if she couldn't express it to me, even though if she couldn't get me to understand. Mom never turned it into an argument or a fight against dad. Mom always seemed to keep her focus on what was best for the family as opposed to what was going to justify her. And so in the long run, they know who to trust. Is it the one who continually has a breakdown? Is it the one who screams and shouts and treats them with some sort of anger because you don't have access to your ex-husband? That's not going to help you. So to just kind of recognize, I'm playing the long game here. I need to get past these early stages of them coming to grips with it. And it does happen like a roller coaster. Some days are better than others, but eventually it becomes a lot more regular. It becomes a little bit more peaceful, even keeled. And when we get to that point, that's what you're aiming for. When we get to the point where this reality has really kind of leveled out, that they'll know that they can trust you, that they know that you made good decisions, even though you didn't include them in every decision, even though you didn't tell them all the information that they wanted to know, that you never did things out of simply anger, hatred, spite. You did not use this as an opportunity to destroy someone else, but continued to stay focused on the new family dynamics you were trying to build. I hope that's helpful. God bless you all.
For more resources and our consecration to Christ the Bridegroom, visit hopesgarden.com, the sanctuary where the spousal love of Christ the Bridegroom heals hearts, marriages, and families. You may also want to join our community powered by Mighty Networks. Download the Mighty Networks app and find us at Hope's Garden.